Speed of Sound, that's Coldplay on Nova 103.5. So I've been asking you this morning what your thoughts are on cold water swimming. Natasha saying, nope. Jackie, no thank you. Antoine saying, I'd give it a go in these Scandinavian countries. Margo says, 20 degrees is cold as far as she's concerned, but it is something that piques her interest. And Yup says no. Christopher, well, he did say yes at one stage. Morning, Christopher. Do you still say yes?
Morning, David. Yeah, you know, when I heard those answers, I'm like, ooh, and it's pretty cold this morning, so I'm... You know, I'll take the challenge.
You're still up for some cold water swimming. Okay, so the reason we're talking to you today is, what was it, 2 years ago this time, you guys were getting ready to dive into some pretty seriously cold water in the English Channel.
Yes, definitely. 2 years ago today, can you believe it? Already time flies. You know, it's and I still carry that memory as if it was yesterday.
Yeah. So it was you and...
Roald Spannenberg and John Valentine.
Okay, so the three of you did the crossing, taking relays.
The cold plunge, yes, there we go.
And the thing with the crossing is that, you know, it has to be Speedos, basically, or, you know, trunks. It can't be wetsuits.
Yes, so definitely you're right. They require only Speedos, not even trunks.
Oh, okay.
Speedos, very strict rules and lots of stories, and you have to adhere to this. And, you know, there was many stories. Mm. And you're right, it was freezing cold and rough water.
Defrosted yet.
I'm still trying.
So, I mean, you... rub Vaseline? Do you, you know, is that...
Yeah, so yes, you do rub Vaseline, but I know what we did is luckily it's winter in Namibia.
Mm.
You know, getting prepared for that channel in Windhoek was great for the weather, weather for the coldness. So, yes, we did rub a bit of Vaseline, but you know that rubs off within the first minute. So, we climatized in the swimming pool here, we climatized in Swakopmund in the sea, in the dams. It was freezing cold. I can tell you, mornings, it was cold. It was a serious challenge.
I mean, I wanted to ask you about that because I know you guys were swimming in the public pool early mornings in the middle of winter. But I mean, was it a different cold in the English Channel, or did you feel when you got into the English Channel, you were like, no, okay, I'm used to this, it's all right?
You're 100% correct. So the water here was average 8 to 10 degrees, a little bit warmer, but let's say 10. And when we got into the water, I looked at the stats again. So the water was on average 12.5, which is cold, but compared to what we were exposed to here, brilliant actually.
Yeah.
So we got into that water and said, oh, I can deal with this. Well, the challenge was 15 hours. Can we deal with it for 15
that's
hours?
That's the thing, yeah.
So that's the other thing.
And then obviously, I mean, even things like being able to eat and drink while you're swimming, because it's you know, you're thinking to yourself, I mean, I did 3 kilometers at the gym the other day, and I think I stopped it like just after 2 and managed to have a drink. But you're starting to get thirsty, and yeah, the idea that, well, you're in water and you're actually kind of sweating and you know, still losing bodily fluids while you're in water. So you need to replenish, you need to be able to drink, you need to be able to eat, and you can't wait to the end of your 15 hours until you can get out onto the boat. So how did you sort of train for that?
Yes, so exactly right, exactly like you said. In the pool it was easy, so you swim your hour, your 2 hours, and you take in fluids, and you do take your instant carbs, you know, the white bread salmi with some peanut butter. That was the fix.
Okay,
so that's what you took in. So if you go to the
soggy salmi
and it was awesome, it tasted awesome. You imagine that. Honey and peanut butter and the white bread, it's awesome. But yes, on the boat it's a bit different. Yet, you know, we swam in relay. So you, for that hour, you can tolerate it, and that's what we trained here.
Yeah.
So you trained at least for hour and a half, and then you feed, so that your system get used to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, I mean, you see pictures of almost like long kind of fishing rods or poles with little baskets on the end, and you're passing a bottle to the swimmer because you're not allowed out of the water.
Yes.
And you're not allowed to hold on to the boat.
That's correct. So 100% correct, but that's more for the individual.
Okay.
That you literally cannot get to the boat. So we were fortunate that we could get out after an hour. Oh, so better for us than for the individual guys.
Yeah, poor old Bruce and Bobby Joe. That
yes, definitely.
did it like one person.
Archie as well, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
So, I mean, looking back now, 2 years ago, it was obviously going into it, it was a daunting challenge. It was something like you've prepared, but you haven't really, you could only prepare to a certain point. I mean, short of trying to swim in the shipping lanes in Walvis Bay Harbour, I mean, that's one of the busiest pieces of ocean in the world. So you've got massive, massive ships. What does that feel like? This tiny little swimmer and you see this enormous thing.
Yes, no, I agree with you. I think we were not prepared for that. Let me be honest. We were not we were prepared for the weather and we were prepared for the temperature. But getting into that water, 2 o'clock in the morning, we were not prepared for that. Getting into a different type of water than our waters. You know, and you have to swim. The captain of that boat is in control. If he pulls you out of the water, you're not performing, you're not sticking to the time, and he pulls it, then he pulls the plug on the whole swim.
And that's the entire thing.
It's over. So you're right, you know. So then at stages during the channel, you know, these routes for the boats, and then they pull you back and say, well, we have to hold it back a little bit. This huge container is coming past. Then something else was in the water. Then something else. So yes, you're right, and that we were not prepared for that emotional moments.
Speaking of emotions, then what sticks with you? What's the most memorable part? Maybe the most you know, that emotion that you think back to.
Yeah, there's so many, and if I can just literally say, let's say seeing France for the first time, that's an emotional moment. I would say definitely, because you're starting 2 o'clock in the morning, so it's pitch black dark. The town is a small town, hardly any lights. So yes, you start, you're scared. I was scared, I'll be honest with you, because of the unknown, getting into this, not knowing what's under the water. And I can talk you a whole day through this. But yes, seeing France for the first time, getting our hopes up, getting momentum, keeping momentum. Those, I would say, that's the first moment. There's many moments, but I would hang on to that one for the first one.
I mean, and this is one of those things, I know it sounds almost cliched to say life-changing, but I mean, this must have been life-changing.
Definitely. So, you know, the big thing is, one thing it taught me is the fact that it's a huge challenge and I had to literally break it up. I had to break up. And now let's take today's challenges. You have to break them up. And without support, let's take Nova as a support. Let's take friends as a support, company friends. You know, those are supports in your challenges. So I'm taking that. I did it for my children. I'm very sure you guys can remember that. You know, the other two fathers, they've lost children. And that's why we did the swim. Fortunately, my children didn't pass away. But I still did it for my kids. So yes, that memory as well, that emotional.
And I mean, that lesson that you can take then, you're talking about breaking things up into smaller chunks and relying and having a support structure. And I mean, so much of life and your business as well, you know, those are lessons that you can implement there as well, I'm sure.
Definitely personal life, business life, yes. And you have to talk about it, you know, communication. You know, what are we doing here now? We're communicating. And us as humans, we've got the best ability to communicate.
I mean, you talk about that as a big challenge. I know you've had a recent challenge as well. You were in a bad accident on your bicycle. So I mean, overcoming that challenge, did being able to look back to the channel crossing help you through this now?
Yes. Again, day by day, step by step, stroke by stroke. That's how we conquered the channel. You know, the stage there closer to the end, I was dead tired. My body wanted to give up. The muscles wanted to give up. You know, spending so many times in the water, you can imagine that. So same thing with this bicycle accident. One day at a time, one step at a time. You know, healing, and thank God that we've got bodies to heal and that we can heal. So amen for that. Yes, it's every day better.
All right. So I've been asking everyone, as we said, whether cold water swimming is something that they would be interested in. It was kind of a loaded question. One of the reasons that I've got you in here today, not just because 2 years ago you were getting ready to swim the channel, but because the two of us the other day were talking about another crazy idea that is going to be in the works. Nothing's set in stone yet, but hopefully around about maybe probably a bit earlier in the winter when it's nice and cold next year, we're hoping to get a whole bunch of people in the cold water with us and host Namibia's first polar bear swim.
Yes, David, I love the idea. I know we have to keep it so hush-hush. So, you know, set polar bear plunge. I love the words. I love the idea. And yes, we are boots and all in this. This is to challenge person on the street, the corporates, walk in, come to the pool, and let's do this plunge, and let's do this for charity.
Yeah, we're going to make some money for charity. The bosses are listening going, you're sorry, you what? You haven't spoken to us about this yet. But we're putting it out there now, something that we're going to hope to do next year. So even if you might never be able to swim the English Channel yourself, you can come and experience that little bit of cold water suffering along with us and a whole bunch of other people, hopefully sometime in the middle of winter next year.
Yes, definitely. Yes, come and have a coffee there with us. Come share some memories with us. Come take the plunge in the water.
Thanks, Christopher, for coming in.
Thanks, David.